good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of AFL Punting Pal. Figured while we had a bit of spare time on our hands, I thought I'd go through the fixture and just try and work out the ladder for my predictions for 2016. This would be taken into account, you know, injury returns from last year, recruits, the drug saga, and games that will be generally won and lost. So what I'll do is I won't take too much time, but I will go through my list of the 18 teams, starting from the bottom of 18th, and surely Essendon aren't going to win a lot of games with the top-up players. So I've popped Essendon down an 18th. 17th, I've got Brisbane, who have picked up a few good recruits for the midfield, but at the same time, still the same old side. I don't think Leppich is going to do much for them this year. 16th, Carlton, they're just in a world of hurt and they're in their own little world. But they will win a few games, but yeah, down in 16th. Even with the return of Gary Ablett, I've still got Gold Coast down in 15th. I don't know, it's going to be a hit and miss side this year. They're either going to win a few games and get Ablett firing, but he is getting older, he is injury prone and he is hurting. So I have got him down at 15th. 14th, I've got Melbourne. GWS in 13th, 12th, St Kilda. Now, my vision that I've seen with the games and marking them down, anywhere from 4th to 12th, I feel has a chance of getting into the finals and having a good crack this year. So I reckon those places between 4 and 12th, it's hard to work out where they're all going to go. I reckon from 13th down, they're all going to be in those places. But in 12th, I've got St Kilda. 11th, I think everyone's sort of worked out Port and how they're going to go. And they worked them out last year and it didn't go to their advantage. I think it's still going to be the same mentality, especially without Ryder and Monfries now out. You know, you're missing a ruckman and a smart small forward. So I've got them at 11th. Collingwood at 10th. North at 9th. Western Bulldogs at 8th. Adelaide at 7th. Sydney at 6th. Geelong at 5th. Richmond at 4th. Now, I mean, from 4 to 12, they can chop and change anyway. Sydney, I don't know, I've got them at 6. I reckon they could probably finish lower, but then they could, you know, they finished 4th last year, they could probably sit around that same top 4 bracket again, but it's going to be a tough old year for Sydney, I think. Big question mark over Buddy, not sure how they're going to go, but I've got them slotted in at 6. And then your top 3, number 3, you've got Fremantle, West Coast at 2 and Hawthorn at 1. I don't know if Hawthorn will win the grand final again this year. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than what it normally has been in the last few years. But I do have them finishing top, better than where they finished last year. But that's my predictions. I mean, if you've got any qualms or anything like that, you can hit me up on the email at averagejoepunter@gmail.com. Also on the Twitter handle, @professionalpunter, but that's spelt PRFESSINL, punter. And, yeah, this will be posted up on that as well as on iTunes. Don't mind the AFL banter. This will kill some time in between. We'll keep an eye on the NAB Challenge. I'm not going to bet on it at all. It's just to see how these lists with players leaving and going to other clubs and they're moulding in and getting used to a game plan. We'll come back in round one, get started with a cracking game against Richmond and Carlton on Thursday the 24th of March. And, yeah, like I said in the previous podcast, we're going to be using the TAB only because, you know, these online betting accounts, we want blokes to be able to take their cash and just go. collect when your games have been played. Your money's in your wallet and you're out of there. It's not sitting in any online accounts. You're not waiting for it to clear. By all means, if you want to use your online accounts, go for it. That doesn't worry me in the slightest, but I'm just looking for the average bloke that's going down on a Friday, who's going to put their bets on and just want to collect their ticket afterwards. So, yeah, we'll be using the TAB. Other than that, yeah, that's so my ladder for 2016, the early prediction. First, we've got Hawthorn, second, West Coast, third, Fremantle, fourth, Richmond, fifth, Geelong, sixth, Sydney, seventh, Adelaide, eighth, Western Bulldogs to round out the eight. Then you've got North in ninth, 10th, you've got Collingwood, 11th, Port, 12th, St Kilda, 13th, GWS, 14th, Melbourne, 15th, Gold Coast, 16th, Carlton, 17th, Brisbane, and the Dons to get the wooden spoon and the number one draft pick after all their saga and everything that's happened. Thank Christ it's finally fucking over, but, you know, it's just be able to just get some football played and just move on with it. So, yeah, we'll have might have one or two podcasts before round one, but this one today is just for the early predictions, and we'll get back into it, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.